Oh, fuck. I can't believe you've done this.
Hello and good morning, good evening, whatever. TTs, welcome back to the podcast. My name is T and I am shocked and appalled and most importantly, thrilled. Because you people, you 12, 13, maybe possibly 14 people, absolutely love this man right here. Hello. Hello. You love him. This is the most feedback I've ever got, ever. And I am not even able to be mad. Okay? So, here he is. He's back. Have at him, eat him, slurp him, consume him with the furious appetites that you have because he has agreed to endure once more. You all right, Bubba? You sure? Okay. So, first question. How's your overnight stardom treating you? Can I just say, this might be the quickest Q&A request in the history of Q&A requests. You are a star. It's insane and amazing and wonderful, and I'm not jealous at all. Nope. It's all right, I get half the royalties. Ads, monetization, whatever. Half is mine and I get to show you off, so it's all good. Ah, so sweet, so cringe. Anyway, people have questions all about you, so shall we answer them? Yes? Okay. Okie dokie, hunky dory, let's answer questions and tell your story. I'm sorry. Okay, Elderflower33 asks, what first attracted you to tea? Oh no, Elderflower, that's embarrassing. We don't ask those questions, except we do, and we love them, because they're embarrassing. Are you going to be honest? Please be honest, because it'll make me feel so much better about being honest. Please. Please. Please, be brave. Dig deep. You can do it. Yes! You heard it here first. The fact I was a girl who was nice and had a pretty face and lived locally. I was female, I was agreeable, I was regional. And you know what? I'm taking it. I'm happy with that. I'm not even offended. I refuse to be offended by facts. Pure romantic facts. Why has a girl got to be embarrassed about that? I'm nice, I'm pretty, and I live near him. What more is there to say? Yes. Exactly, but I don't understand. I don't understand why films and media try to make us feel bad, like, oh, the girl next door, oh, the girl in the town, like, so unoriginal, so not romantic. And it's like, yes, it bloody well is. What, you mean? They live near you, they're nice, and you find their face nice. Oh my God, so unromantic. I'm not having it. I'm not having it. This is tired. This whole star-crossed, unconventional, impossible. No. No. You just say no. I would.
Love shouldn't be hard. At least not that hard.
No. No, 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 no. Why be hard when you can be easy? It worked for me. I'm pretty easy. I think our first date was in a Costa. And you got me a cheese panini and a hot chocolate and I couldn't eat the panini because I was too embarrassed to eat in front of you. And that's how I knew I liked you. Which is horrible. And now it's just like, fuck it. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. I'm going to eat everything in front of you. It's more of my Irish accent. Do you like it? No, me neither. I'll stop. But yes, it was I think we'll agree. You liked me because you liked my face, you liked the things that I said, and you were like, huh, and also very accessible. This is good. This is good. I like this. Would you say that's right? Thank you. And look at us. We're on a podcast. We're obviously in love. Such a successful relationship. Well, I think it is. Yay, we agree. This is good. I like when we agree, mostly because I'm right. And when we agree, everything is good. Yes, yes, yes. So yes, I'm a girl. I'm agreeable. I'm regional. Cutie Pie 200 says, what's the best thing about being in a relationship? Oh. I'm interested to hear what you'll say. Because it might be different to mine. No, you go first. Yes, you first. Oh, oh, that's nice. No, that's a really nice answer. Yeah. No, I get that. No, I agree. It's like I'm home, I feel ya, I see ya. Hi. It's a very good feeling. I say sort of your answer, but I'd say my main thing would be friendship. You've got to be friends. You just, I don't, well, I do. That's the thing I'm saying. I know people who are together and they are not friends. And it's, I don't understand. Well, I do, loneliness, but I don't understand how you can live with someone, sleep with them, go places with them, and you're like, I can't stand you. I don't. How does that work? That got to be more lonely than just being by yourself. When you're by yourself, it's like, oh, I wish someone was here. But it's not like, oh my God, I'm going to stab you in the face. Just, That different kind of lonely. I just, no. Have you ever spoken to someone who is pretty, but you have absolutely just nothing, no connection, nothing? It is the most painful experience. You're just like, damn. No, not even though pretty. No. It kind of just shows you that looks are nice, like they're a bonus, but it's just like, oh, friend. You gotta be a friend. And honestly, I can say this hand on heart, I have had so few male friends. It's been really nice to just have you, because it's like, oh, genuine friendship, genuine connection. You're my favorite person. And before that, I was like, oh, I don't understand the penis kind. I don't understand what I felt genuinely like we spoke different languages. Whereas with you, I feel like we've made our own language. And that is so... We just made our own language because we love each other so much. No. No, it's just that you are really nice and I try to be nice. And it's like, communication and shizzle. It's, yeah. It's really nice. It's just nice to feel safe with you and laugh with you and be like, I feel really blah. But I tell you all about it and you're like, yeah. And then I do the same for you and it's like... Wholesome. I like it. I like that you're my friend. Thank you for being my friend. Oh, friend. Friend. He's my friend. I love you. Another question? Okay. Emperor Niazam? Sorry if I'm saying it wrong. Emperor Niazam asks, what's the hardest thing about being in a long-term relationship? Oh, what are you going to say? Okay. No, I would agree with you on that. I don't know if it's my number one, but yes, I agree. It's like not No, what's the way to, like, no, it's not exactly like not letting things go stale. It's kind of like, okay, how do I describe it? I suppose it's about not taking each other for granted. As cheesy as that sounds, but I think it's so easy to get acclimatized to whatever situation you're in. So if you have no money, you're like, oh, I have no money, like, it's fine, I can deal with it. Whereas when you get money, it's like, oh my God, it's great, I have money now. And then after a while, it's like, meh, I've always had money. It's like, no, you haven't. No, you haven't. You've just gotten used to it. And that's kind of what relationships are like, I think. It's kind of like, I've always had this person. It's like, nah, nah, you haven't. No, and they're really nice. And you have to appreciate them. And sometimes it's hard because life happens and you get angry and you feel stressed and there's no time. And then it's like, oh, I gotta make time. I have to make time because I want you to know that you are special and lovely and all that. So, yeah, I'd say trying to remember not to take each other for granted, because you will. Everybody does. You take the best people for granted. And that's what's the really crappy thing. Like, people that treat you really bad, you crave their affection. Probably because we're all a bit broken from childhood. It's sad, but true. But we can be talking about it, not stuffing it down. It's fine. It's fine. We all get traumatized. We just have to be brave and dig deep and move forward. But yeah. You crave the attention of someone who treats you badly because you want their attention. You're like, once I get their attention, I'll feel like, woohoo, I got this person's attention, even though they didn't really want me. And it's like, that's not good gravy. That's not a reason to value someone or their affection. If they're treating you like shit, it's usually because they don't care about you. There are some exceptions, like sometimes when people are really down or mentally ill or going through a really hard time and they make stupid decisions. Yes, I agree with that. But I would say on the whole, if someone is not treating you right, it's because, well, one, they're not a very nice person. And two, they don't care about you. I don't mean that in an awful way. It's just, that's my experience. I don't know about you. It's awful. It's so sad. And you know, if you could go back and like talk to your younger self, you're like, no, stop crying and wasting time over this person. They're really not worth it. Go put on a face mask and chill out. You don't know your worth, and that's the problem. But we live and we learn and we meet nice people eventually. So yeah, taking people for granted, don't do that. Really try and avoid that. It will happen. You will have arguments. You will fight over really stupid things and get annoyed with them for like chewing too loud or watching the same program over and over again. But we all do stuff like that. And you have to accept that in order to be a person and to have any kind of relationship. We are all annoying. I cannot stress that enough. Everybody is annoying. Everybody's an annoying drunk. There is no such thing as a funny drunk. You're only funny drunk when you're with drunk people. If you're with sober people, you're annoying. I'm so annoying drunk. So annoying. He's nodding. He's not saying anything, but he's nodding. So annoying. So, so annoying. But it's okay, because he is too, and he'll admit that. He's a big boy. He can admit when he's annoying. We love that for you. We love self-reflection. Yes, everybody's annoying, have to accept that. So if you're like, oh, I really like them, but they do this and it's really annoying, it's like you might just have to come to terms with that because you do annoying stuff too. You might not know it, but you do. We all do. What do I do that's annoying, actually? Oh, yeah. I leave things everywhere and I don't mean to. I mean to go get them back, but then I'm like, ooh, shiny, ooh, Milky Way bar. Yeah, so, and then what's really annoying is I want things tidy, but I'm not naturally tidy, so I get annoyed at mess. So he will leave a cup somewhere and I will really unfairly be like, oh, he left a cup there. And it's like, what about the rest of the kitchen? So I am sorry about that. But I don't often vocalize it. I just get like, meh. It doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. Thank you. You watch me when we watch things. You do. You do! If we're watching a program and he suggested the program, he can't watch the program. He watches me. And he's like, do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it? And I'm like, yes! Stop staring at me! I can't breathe! You're suffocating me, man! Oh, so sorry. Oh, I love you. I know it's just because you want me to like it, and I do like it, I promise. I tell you, and I watch what you ask me to watch. I just would prefer if you weren't staring me down while we did it. It's a bit intense. Bit intense. That's okay. I love you. It's not patronizing, Pat. It's a loving tap. It's a tap. Look, I love your tap. I'm just going to ask another question because he's staring at me again. Okay. Ba 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 ba. Vanity Quo asks, who does the majority of the household chores, you or T? Don't you lie. Don't you lie. No, you see, this is what happens. People get a taste of stardom and then they just make things up. You liar. You little liar. I cannot believe. The audacity of you. No. Oh, I'm not having this. You come on here. You hijack my podcast. The listeners like you more than me. I can't believe you've done this. No! Wait, would you do those jobs if I didn't ask you, though? Who asked you to do those jobs? Exactly, would you do them if I didn't ask you? Eh, you wouldn't even know they existed! We are going to take a short break because I might just kill him. We'll be back soon. You little liar! Go make me another cup of tea before I strike you physically.